Cause without love, there's nothing left to fear. After all these years,
KHAS.
Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, where the Gardner Hawks Center in Blair, the 17th-ranked Hastings College men's basketball team, gets to take on the Downer College Vikings here tonight. Hastings currently 22-5 in the season, 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As we chat with Lance Creech and Coach O, we've been talking about big games for so long. It seems like we've been in a playoff mode for about a month now, but obviously a big game tonight with the Vikings.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, it's an opportunity to play for a conference championship on Saturday. And, our assistant coaches set up a little tournament about three games ago when we started our home stretch here and kind of created a five-game tournament out of this scenario, because that's what we would hopefully be playing for if we got to a national tournament opportunity. That we wanted to make sure that these guys understood that you got to have five straight wins, but you got to do that in a matter of 7 days. We've tried to prepare ourselves mentally and physically as best we can to make sure that, you know, nothing is going to slip past us tonight, because we have not had the best of luck against Dana. It's been a tough game for us just because of the style of play that they do, and they put a lot of pressure on you defensively with that dribble penetration scenario. So we're going to, again, talk about focus, talk about the ability to, prepare mentally more than anything physically at this point, because I think the more mentally prepared that we are and the more comfortable that we feel within our game plan and our focus, the physical nature of it will take care of itself.
Hastings has won seven straight ball games on a tear as of late, and in the rankings now at number 17. But like we talked about before we went on tonight, this has a trap written all over it here with Hastings going on the road playing a team that is 8-18 tonight.
Well, and we made, our team aware of that. We did hang mouse traps in our locker room, and from every angle that we could approach this thing, that we wanted to make sure and catch their attention as soon as they walked in on Monday to get ready for practice. So I think, again, that we're prepared. We've had pretty good luck against teams the second time around within our preparation. I think we've done a better job of just making sure that we are totally focused on the task at hand, and Dana is a good team. They've got some things that they can really do. They've beat a couple ranked teams already this year. They beat number 20 at their place early in or mid-December, somewhere in that neighborhood, and so they're a very capable team, and it's not like we just nailed them shut when they were here the first time. I think it was a 6 or 8 point game. So this is a game that's become a pretty good little rivalry for Hastings College, and I think our guys will be up to play for it.
Hastings beat Dana first time around 79-73, but it's a game that Dana had the lead at halftime at 42-41. Now we go to their place, and they've been pretty tough up here as of late.
You know, they've beaten Sioux Falls. I mean, they've had their fair share at some teams, and beat Concordia a week ago. And, so they're a team that if they're shooting the ball well, they're going to be very difficult to manage for a 40-minute period. And I think the thing that our team has done best, primarily Derek Fletcher, is on the defensive end. He has really done a great job of taking three-point shooters out of their rhythm and taking three-point shooters the likes of Kyle Saprini and Walker Syme from Northwestern. He's done a tremendous job on those people, and he'll be faced with that same task here tonight with the Brandel kid here at Dana. So if we can get dialed in and make sure that we're not only getting three-point shooters off their rhythm and off their mark, but we've got to be able to rebound long rebounds, and that duty is going to get a fall on our guards.
Talking about this team staying focused and taking the task at hand here tonight, this has been a team that's been able to do that. They have taken one game at a time this year with the big game coming up on Saturday. I guess that's a feather in the cap of the seniors that we have on this team.
It really is, and I think the maturity that they've led this team with the entire year and throughout, and we're not the only team in the world to go through ups and downs, but I think the way that they've handled things and the way that they've taken that burden on their shoulders and the way the other people have fell in line and followed, and that's an easier task. It's easier said than done, because it's, everybody's got ego involved, and everybody understands that their role is they want it to be, whether it's more prominent or more exposure to that role. People like Brent McNerlin and Derek Fletcher, who have been very good programs, and been great players for us. Kyler Dossett, they've really, everybody's really kind of fell in line, and we've all, you know, done a good job of making sure that it's one goal, and that's the only thing that we have in mind is a team goal, and that's all that the focus has been on the entire season.
All the seniors out of hand in the last win, the victory over Northwestern on Saturday. Hastings winning 93-79, led by Wade Vance. He comes up with 31 points in the ballgame, just two shy of his career record, but Hastings really rolled past Northwestern. You had to be happy with the outcome of that one.
Well, I did, you know, and it was such a fitting day for those four seniors to play as well as we did, and again, I think you just saw between Brent McNerlin and Wade Vance, obviously the seniors that scored a bunch, but Maya Slough had 9 assists and wasn't shooting the ball particularly well, but found guys that were. Jake Marvin, our freshman post player, did a great job against another freshman post player from Northwestern. Both, you know, that's going
to
be an exciting matchup for the next 3 years.
I think,
and then Kyler Dawson got in foul trouble and
no one's
managed to get 10
ball,
rebounds in only 18 minutes of play.
So
I think
right
the way that those seniors
stretch.
Left their mark on Saturday is very similar to what they've done for us all season.
You talked a lot about offensive execution, improving offensive execution last week. Were you happy with the stats?
Ecstatic. I thought that was the most efficient offensive game that we've played up to this point. We had a couple lulls, you know, but a lot of it, too, there's a lot of fouls called. There's a lot of violations called. So there was the second half primarily for both teams, I thought, was a little bit difficult to keep a flow and a tempo going offensively just because, and that's not an official's fault. It's just, you know, the way the game played out. When you got two athletic teams, there's going to be more travels and loose ball fouls and things like that just because there's so much more spread on the floor and the things so much more up and down. But I thought the first 8 minutes might have been a pretty good clinic tape, the way that we came out and the focus that we had right out of the gate in that one. So it was I was very pleased, and again, you know, they've answered the bell as far as being focused and being mentally ready to go in virtually every game up to this point, and that's what we're going to continue to ask from them even tonight.
He's jumped out to a 22-5 lead over the Red Raiders in that ball game. Really set the tone. You guys handle it from there?
Yeah, we did, and I thought, you know, any run that they made, we did a really good job of answering. I think the closest they ever got was maybe 10 points. I don't think they ever got it within single digits. So you know, I know the one time they had it to 10, and Maya has that whirling dervish play through the lane and hits Vance in the corner with just a dagger three. It was a huge play for us at that time because it really nipped. They kind of had us on our heels for a couple minutes there. And again, you look at your senior leadership, and they really stepped up and made a play when we had to.
Tanner College Vikings here tonight in Blair. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. His ball club in Blair tonight to take on Dana. So we went from before the break. Dana sitting at 8-18 on the season. They are 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a loss to Morningside the other day, 82-68. But, Coach, as we look up and down their roster, looks like a talented bunch. Maybe not one superstar on the team, but they've got five guys right now averaging in double figures.
Well, they're a very capable crew, there's no doubt. And the scary thing about five guys averaging in double figures is any one of them could go off for 25-plus. And I think, you know, the shooters that they can spread out and put on the floor can really create some problems for you. And you know, they really dynamic at getting the ball deep in the paint, forcing help situations and making defenders come in off shooters, and they kick it very well. And I think as a team, they're very high up there as far as three-point field goal percentage, and they're number one in threes made per game. So anytime you're facing a team that can shoot the ball well, especially when you're on their home court, it can be a dangerous situation.
Dana currently number three in the conference in field goal percentage, so obviously that's our focus point tonight, shutting down the outside game of the Vikings.
Well, it really is, and I think, again, what, you know, the thing that we concentrated on at Northwestern is to allow our offense to be our best defense and just making sure that they're going to have to continuously defend. And I think what happened against Northwestern is they got a little bit fatigued because we were so aggressive and patiently aggressive offensively, and we really did a good job of making sure not only did we get a great shot, but we got a great shot with the person that we wanted shooting it. And that's, again, going back to mental toughness and prepared and being focused. And we're going to have to continue to do that tonight.
Talk about a couple of guys on the Dana team. I think Danny Peterson up there among the scoring leaders, averaging about 11 points per ball game at 17 or 18 points against Hastings the first time around. Is he the guy that we need to stop tonight?
Well, I think, you know, there's a couple. I think you pronounce it Olgin Bruins is the kid. If I mispronounce that, I apologize. He's a kid that really hurt us the first time, and he's kind of a special matchup. He's a little bit like Kyler Dossett, but he can shoot the three. I mean, he's very aggressive offensively. He can get the ball deep in the paint. What we're going to have to do is just try and maintain a good balance as far as, you know, keeping the ball out of the paint and making sure that we're staying out on three-point shooters and make him finish over the top of us. And if he, you know, he can beat us by himself, then, you know, best of luck to him the rest of the way out. But, you know, that's going to be a scenario that we're really going to depend on Kyler Dossett and Brent McNerland. You'll probably see some sightings of Blake Wright tonight because Blake does such a good job physically with keeping the ball out of the interior.
You talked a lot about their penetration. Is that the problem here? They penetrate so well and they kick it out for the three then?
Yeah, they're similar to us in that regard from a penetration standpoint. They really do a nice job of getting the ball deep, and it just forces naturally. You work all season long on keeping the ball out of the middle, and when you do help and recover, you know, that's almost the anti of what this offense is built around. You want to make sure that you don't give as much help on the and be able to recover back out to shooters because they shoot it so well from the perimeter. So it's going to be a big mental test for us tonight because we're going to kind of change our game plan of what we worked on for about 70 practices now this season. So it's going to be a true mental test for us.
What is the biggest change we're going to see tonight?
Well, I think we're just going to not help nearly as much. I mean, they had a post player come off the bench and had a double-double for them the first game because we overhelped with our post players on the interior when they would drive it in so deep, and it gave those kids, their post players, wide open opportunities that, you know, you and I could have scored on those baskets. So we've got to make sure that, you know, we can't let somebody that's not even on our scouting report come in and get 14 points and 11 rebounds because that really put us behind the eight ball. I think we're better. I've told our guys I think we're better athletes. I think we're better defenders. We're going to have to make sure that if they're going to beat us, it's going to be in a one-on-one situation. So, you know, you're not going to have as much help as maybe you've had in games past, and we're going to have to be more vocal. We're going to have to communicate better. And when we do switch that dribble drive action that they do, we got to switch to take it away and not switch out of convenience.
Offensively, we don't have to change much. Like you said, this is a team that's running on all eight cylinders right now and playing extremely well. So offensively, just got to go out and really take care of business tonight?
Yeah, we do. And I still want to continue to establish the post game. I think that's a source of offense that we are getting better at all the time. I think Jacob's doing a nice job on the interior. I think it's a weakness for them defensively. So if we can get Jake's shoulders going downhill and get him to the front of the rim, that's going to be a bonus for us because it's going to allow us to make sure that we get our tails back and get them guarded. And it's a heck of a lot easier to match up on made baskets than it is to match up on missed baskets.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dana tonight from 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show brought to you by Bonds Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Got Waterbury Pleasant, good evening. Welcome to the Gardner-Hawks Center. We're in Blair, Nebraska tonight. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Tonight, the 17th-ranked Hastings College men's basketball team gets set to take on the Vikings out of Dana College. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. A lot riding on the line for the Broncos here tonight. Hastings coming in a record of 22 wins, 5 losses on the season. They are 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, as we start the night tonight, just one game behind the conference leaders in Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings sitting at 13-3 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan is 14-2. The Tigers have a tough ball game tonight as they are playing in Orange City, Iowa against Northwestern. A win tonight by Hastings and a loss by Dakota Wesleyan tonight would put the two teams in a tie for first place heading into the ball game on Saturday in Mitchell, South Dakota. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The singing of the national anthem here tonight at the Gardner-Hawks Center in Blair. And the Broncos can win the Great Plains Athletic Conference outright with a win tonight and a win on Saturday against the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. They can tie Dakota Wesleyan for the GPAC championship with a win here tonight and a loss on Saturday if Dakota Wesleyan wins their ball game tonight with Northwestern. So we'll try to keep an eye on what's going on in Orange City tonight. Tough ball game between Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern. For Hastings, they've got to take care of business here tonight. As Lance talked in the pregame show, Dana is a team that they have really dominated in the past. In fact, they lead the all-time series with the Vikings 72-9. But it seems like when we come up here to Blair, Hastings really struggles, especially in this building. This is a new facility, about 6-7 years old, and Hastings has not played real well in this building in the past. So we'll see what happens here tonight. A very important ball game here for Hastings College. The Broncos currently sitting at number 17 in the nation. Dana is coming in a record of 8 wins and 18 losses on the season. They are 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have lost 4 out of their last 5 ball games. Their only win during the stretch was a road win down in Nebraska at Concordia, as they won by the score of 84-77. The losses during this stretch have been at Dakota Wesleyan. They also lost a home game with Midland Lutheran. They lost to a Northwestern, and they lost to a Morningside. That Morningside loss was their last time out on the floor, 82-68. Hastings coming in, averaging 84 points per ball game on offense. That is second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're giving up 70.5 on the defensive end. That is fifth in the conference. Dana is seventh in the conference in offensive production, 73.9. They are next to the last in defensive scoring average, giving up 79.5 points per ball game. A.J. Arkfeld, Taylor Ultrabruns, also Jake Brandle, Danny Peterson, and Chris Walker getting the start tonight for Dana. Hastings will go with Jeremiah Slough, Derek Fletcher, Wade Vons, Kyler Dossett, and Jake Marvin in the ball game here tonight. Ball is tipped into the air, and Hastings is going to control the tap. The Broncos dressed in their road maroon uniforms here tonight. They're crimson, trimmed and lettered in the white. Dana will be in their white standing uniforms here. Their home standing whites, trimmed and lettered in the red. Ball knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. Hastings will shoot to our basket, to our left. It looks like Dana is going to open up in his zone defense against Hastings. Fletcher from the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Got him for the rebound and is brought down here by Dana. Chris Walker with a rebound for the Vikings. Here comes Dana for the first time here tonight. Driving for the hole is Ultrabrun, and his shot is up and in. Taylor Ultrabrun scores for Dana. The Vikings go on top by the score of 2-0. It is a Slough back with the ball for Hastings. The Bonds down in the corner to Slough. Circles around. And now we've got a whistle. We got some problems already with the clock. Problems with the clock here in the near sideline, so we'll straighten that out. We're down to 28 seconds now on the shot clock. Hastings will play things in, so the second possession for the Broncos, we got some troubles here on the near sideline. for the scoring clock. And now Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2-0 is the score. Dana has got the lead. Slough will play things in for Hastings. Down in the corner to Marvin. To Slough, back outside to Fletcher. Now to Vance. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Wade Vance hits the three-pointer for Hastings. Wade had 31 points in the ball game against Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. Broncos go out on top now with a score of 3-2. Just underway in Blair tonight. Men's college basketball from 1230 KHIS. Arkfeld has got the ball. Hastings will start off with a man-to-man defense. Now we got a whistle and a traveling violation here. Ultrabruns has whistled for the traveling violation. Dana averages 15 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one tonight. Hastings with a 3-2 lead. We're a minute into the ball game from the Gardner Hawks Center here in Blair, Nebraska. It's Wade Vance with the ball. Now to Derek Fletcher on the wing. To Marvin. Now to Fletcher again. Deep wing, left side of the lane. Dribbling inside the arc. Throws it down in the corner. Now to Wade Vance. Jump pass back out on top. Fletcher has got the ball. 2 Slough. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Jeremiah Slough hits the three ball. He had 32 points the last time these two teams played in the meeting in Hastings. Won by the Broncos by the score of 79-73. There's a shot back the other way by Arkfield. This shot from three-point territory is no good. Rebound Vance. Outlet pass comes to Slough. Slough brings it back 1-on-2. Hastings with a 6-2 lead early in the ballgame. Slough comes out to a Wade Vance in three-point territory. Moves to the left side. Kyler Dossett. Entry pass to Marvin. His shot from 10 is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his first and the first personal foul on the Broncos here in the ballgame. 18-14 remaining in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Dana College Vikings. The score is 6-2. Broncos will stay on their man-to-man defense as Dana brings the ball up the floor. They'll move it to the right side. A.J. Arkfeld on the dribble here for the Vikings. Bounce pass out to Brandel. He's a good outside shooter here for Dana. He sizes it up to three, takes it. His shot no good. Tap try is up and in. Give the shot to Taylor Ultrabruns. He gets the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, 6-4. Hastings with a two-point advantage. Bounce from the corner for three. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Ultrabruns down for Dana. He runs it down the far sideline. A pass in the lane. Deflected. It is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dana Ball. Last touchdown there by Vance of Hastings. 17-42 to play here in the first half. 6-4. Hastings College out on top. Very important ball game here for the Broncos. Hastings ranked number 17 in the country as they come into the contest here tonight. Chris Walker down in the corner to Arkfeld. The shot for three is good. A.J. Arkfeld knocks down the three ball. And Dana goes back out on top on a score of 7-6. Hastings back with the ball. Jeremiah Slough dribbles to the elbow, right side, comes out to Kyler Dossett. Down to Wade Vance. Cross-court pass is going to be intercepted, and now a foul is called. It is intercepted there by Chris Walker, and then a foul is called. The pushing foul is going to go on Dossett, rather on Fletcher. Derek Fletcher picks up the personal foul. That's his first. Second team foul on Hastings. So 7-6 is the score. Dana has got a one-point advantage, 17-25 to play here in the first half. A.J. Arkfeld will bring the ball up now for the Vikings as he trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Dana goes to the top of the key. Jake Brandel picked up there by Kyler Dossett of Hastings. Here's Arkfeld with the ball now. Comes across the top. That's going to be Danny Peterson. He's another good outside shooter for the Vikings. Here's the Ultrabruns. Takes off, drives it for the hole. His shot is up and in. Taylor Ultrabruns had only 9 points the last time these two teams played. He's got 3 baskets and 6 points here in this one. And Dana goes out on top now with a score of 9-6. With 16 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half, Kyler Dossett in the lane. Jump pass down low. Goes to Marvin outside to Slough. Shot for three is going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Loose in the lanes. Picked up by Ultrabruns. Long pass down the floor. Grabbing the ball is Brandel. A shot no good. He's fouling the play. Personal foul called on Hastings. That's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his second. So Jake Marvin picks up his second personal foul. That's the third team foul on the Broncos. Down at the scorer's table for Hastings will be Jason States. He will check in. 16:38 to play in the first half. It is 9-6. Dana has got the lead. To the free throw line, Jake Brandel now for the Vikings. 72% foul shooter on the season. Shot is up there, and the shot in and out, no good. Brandel will get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dana, a very good free throw shooting team as a ball club here. They're number two in the conference, knocking down 72% of their foul shots this year. They trail only Hastings. The Broncos are hitting 73% of their foul shots. Second one is up there. It is good by Jake Brandel, so he hits 1 out of 2. And Dana has got a 4-point lead over Hastings. Now it is 10-6. Slough comes back quickly with the ball for Hastings. Lobs it. Top of the key. That's going to be Wade Vance. Picked up there by Arkfeld for Dana. Voss moves it to the right sideline. Down in the corner, Kyla Dossett brings it up high again. Wade Voss now to Fletcher. To Wade, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound's ripped out of there by Gannett. Rebound by Danny Peterson. Pass is going to be intercepted as they come into the forecourt. Intercepted by Fletcher. Down in the corner to Wade Voss. Voss dribbling with the ball, circles around, takes it into the lane. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Ulcherbrunz now for Dana. They get it ahead to A.J. Arkfeld. Near side now to Danny Peterson. Dribbles to the elbow, stops there. Smile is right in his face defensively. Out to A.J. Arkfeld. He dribbles against Fletcher, takes it to the top of the key. Now to Ulcherbrunz. Angles toward the basket. Nice dish down low, and a shot is up and in. They get it to Chris Walker. Walker's first field goal of the ball game. And Dana has doubled the score here on the Broncos. It is 12-6, 15:38 to play in the first half from the Gardner-Hawks Center in Blair. Jeremiah Slough with the ball for Hastings. Comes across the top. That's going to be Fletcher. Brings it back to Jeremiah. Dribble penetration into the lane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called as Slough runs into Walker. And Chris picks up the personal foul for Dana. That's going to be his first and the first team foul. On the Vikings, here comes Nate Olson into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Vance. Coming in is going to be Tristan Washington now for Dana. Also coming in for the Vikings is going to be Alex McCleary. Alex McCleary comes into the ball game. Tristan Walker did not play for Dana. He was injured the first time around, and he is averaging in double figures at 13.8 points per ball game. So Washington did not play the first time around, and Hastings beat Dana by 6 points at 79-73 back in Hastings. Now Walker is in there for Dana. 12-6 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points. Here's Slough out here in three-point territory. Circles around. Down the lane he goes. Kicks it out of the wing. Brent McNerland into the ball game. Grabs it on the wing. Cross-court pass. Come to Fletcher. He's wide open for three. Takes the shot. No good. Tristan Washington grabs the rebound for Dana. He runs her back the other way. One on two. Takes it into the lane. His shot is up and in. Tristan Washington goes coast to coast, and Dana has opened up an 8-point lead over Hastings. It is 14-6. Vikings have the lead here over the Broncos. 14:45 to play in the first half. Nate Olson has got it now for Hastings to Brent McNerland. Out to Fletcher at the elbow. Out to Slough. Fakes the three. Now drives it, and a traveling violation is called on Slough. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. That's going to be Dana coming back the other way, but Lance is up. He wants to call a timeout. The Broncos call a timeout, 14 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score at Dana 14, Hastings College 6.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, both the Nebraska men's and women's basketball teams playing tonight. The Husker women ranked number three in the country. 6:45 to play in the first half. Nebraska 16, Iowa State 14. The Nebraska men with 16 minutes to play in the game has got a lead over nationally ranked Kansas State, 51-42. That's with 16 minutes to go in the ball game out in Manhattan, Kansas. Here's Dana driving for the hole. A shot is up and in. P.J. Mallett. Mallett drives it right to the hole, and Dana has got the Broncos on the ropes here early in the ballgame. It is 16-6. Dana with the lead with 14 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here's States off of the short baseline. Right side is no good. Rebound comes down to Ulcherbrunz. Long pass down to Ford. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is going to be Alex McCleary. Dana running over the Broncos here early in the contest. 18-6. Dana has got the lead. Hastings now with the ball back in their offensive zone. Hastings having a tough time throwing the ball in the ocean here tonight so far. Nate Olson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Lobs it inside the ring. Now to Brent McNerland. His shot from 15 is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher in the corner. Jump pass out on top. Slough 4-3. It's up there in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to McCleary. Outlet pass comes to P.J. Mallett. Now to Washington. Hustles into the forecourt. Two on two. Drives it for the hole. Loses the ball. And it's knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. It's going to be Dana. Playing the ball in from underneath their own basket. Trevor Hallmeyer comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Vance is going to check in. 13:29 to play in the first half. Dana out to an 18-6 lead. Here's an inbound pass all alone as McCleary, and he lays it in. Dana 20, Hastings College 6. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Here's a Wade Vance with the ball down on the baseline. Whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called here on Ultrabrenz for Dana. That's going to be his first personal foul, second team foul on the Vikings here in the first half. 20-6. Hastings down by 14 points here. And this all-important basketball game at the Ox Gardner Center here in Blair. Inbounds pass comes to McNerland. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McClary. McNerland misses that one right in front of the basket. Rebound comes down to Dana, hustling to the forecourt, deep in the left corner. Shot is up and in. Danny Peterson, a three-pointer. Peterson buries one from the left corner, and Lance wants to call another timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 13 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Dana 23, Hastings College 6.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Blair tonight. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Dana has opened up like a house on fire here tonight. 23-6 is the score. Hastings with only a couple of three-pointers so far in the ballgame. One from Wade Bonds, one from Jeremiah Slough. Taylor Ultrabrenz has got 6 points for Dana. Alex McClary off of the bench to score a couple of quick field goals and 4 points. And the Vikings have the Broncos on the ropes here. Early in this contest, 23-6. Dana out on top with 13 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Hastings getting the shots they want. It's not going down right now. Broncos quickly back into their offensive zone following the timeout from head coach Lance Creech. Here's Slough, cross-court pass to Bonds. His three-pointer is put up there. That one rims off no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by Danny Peterson. A.J. Arkfeld. Here comes Dana again. Long pass ahead. They get it to P.J. Mallett in the corner. Pass out on top to Arkfeld. He drives the ball against Olsen. Takes it over to Washington on the left sideline to Arkfeld. Now to Washington. On the wing on the left side. Cross-court pass. P.J. Mallett from the corner for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound McClary. Follow shot good. Alex McClary just pulls that one out of the air and puts it down through the hole. 25-6 now. Dana has got the lead. Here's Wade Bontz with the ball for the Broncos to Trevor Haldmeier. Loses the ball in the corner. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see the officials look, and they will give the ball to Hastings. Knocked out of Haldmeier's hands there by the Vikings. 25-6. Just joining us, Dana out of the gates early. 12 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings needs a win tonight. They can play for the conference championship on Saturday against Dakota Wesleyan, but Hastings with a lot of wood to chop early in the ballgame. Here's Fletcher with the ball, top of the key to McNerland. Down in the corner to Vance. Bounce pass, Tyler Dossett. Out to Vance. Cross-court pass to Fletcher. Down to Slough, top of the key. Brings it back to Vance. Takes it down on the baseline. Double team. Goes down in the corner to Fletcher. Shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound to McClary. Alex McClary cleans the glass there for Dana. Gets it away to Taylor Ultrabrenz. Out of P.J. Mallett. Dribble penetration. Jump pass to the far side is going to be tipped. Out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Jake Brandle. Randall keeps it alive now for Dana. Comes to P.J. Mallett to the near sideline. Danny Peterson to Mallett from the top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound down low. Follow shot by Ultrabrenz is no good. Rebound comes down to Bontz. Wade Bontz has got it for Hastings. Runs it back the other way. Three on three. McNerland down to Slough. Slough spins at the free throw line. Inside his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball batted to the corner. Bontz tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dana ball. 11:28 to play here in the first half. 25-6, Dana has got the lead. Alex McClary is going to check out of the ballgame. Chris Walker back in there. Dana 8-18 on the season. They are 4-12 with the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has won 7 games in a row and 19 out of their last 21. Right now, Dana the aggressor here in this ballgame. P.J. Mallett has got the ball, top of the key. Picked up there by Fletcher of Hastings. Nice pass down low. Shot by Ultrabrenz, no good. Tip trying, no good. Rebound is loose. It's on the floor and it's picked up here by McNerland. Again, Dana with a couple of shots at point-blank range there against the Bronco defense. Vance comes out to Brent McNerland. Now to Kyler Dossett on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass down low. They get it to Fletcher. Back up to Kyler Dossett. Down to McNerland. Left wing. McNerland puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Wade Vance down on the baseline. Bontz double team, jump pass, goes to the far side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ultrabrenz. Gets it down the floor to Mallett. Driving layup, no good. Tap try, no good. Tip try, good. Chris Walker scores for Dana. 27-6. And we have not yet reached the halfway point of the first half. 10:35 to go. Here's Hastings back with the ball. Kyler Dossett down to Slough for three. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound. Dossett. Foul shot is up and in. Kyler Dossett scores for Hastings, and it's now 27-8. That was a huge run there for Dana, like 20-0 over Hastings. In fact, 25-0 over Hastings. And now we got a foul called. Dana just went off on a 25-0 run over Hastings here in the first half. A foul is called here on Taylor Ultrabruns. Reject that. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on the Broncos, and it's going to be Dana inbounding the ball. Ultrabruns has now got it deep in the corner to the left side. Has it stripped away. It is loose on the far side. It's picked up by Danny Peterson. Gets it out to A.J. Arkville. A.J. has got it now for Dana. Comes to the near sideline. That's a Jake Brando with the ball. 27-8. Hastings College is trailing in the ball game. We've hit the 10-minute mark. Here's A.J. Arkfield on the near sideline. Hastings playing his own defense. Out on top now to Danny Peterson. Jump pass into the lane. Ultrabruns. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good by Chris Walker. And the rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher down to Slough. Jeremiah takes it to the far side. Dane Bacon down to Slough. Comes across the top. That is a Kyler Dossett with the ball. Now to Fletcher. Now to Dossett. Now to Dane Bacon. Dribble penetration. He has to give it up. Here's Fletcher for three. Shot is up there. Off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound Slough. His 10-footer off of the baseline. Good. Jeremiah Slough, offensive board on the putback. He's got 5 points in the ball game. It is now 27-10. Dana with a 17-point lead with 9:20 to play here in the first half. Jake Brando with the ball on the wing on the right side. Picked up by Fletcher. Lobs it inside to Chris Walker. Walker picked up there by Blake Wright, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. To Peterson, down low, Ultrabruns to a wide-open Peterson. His shot from the wing is no good. Rebound Fletcher. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Slough has got it for Hastings. Slough drives it one-on-three. Holds up, goes to Bacon in the corner. Shot for three is good. Dane Bacon scores, and Hastings comes right back. And the Broncos score 7 straight points after Dana went on a 25-0 run here in the first half. We got 8 minutes and 56 seconds to play now in the first half. Good ball game. Bruin here tonight in Blair. The score, Dana 27, Hastings College 13.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Women's college basketball tonight from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, 3:45 in the first half. Nebraska leading Iowa State by a score of 20-19. The Hastings College women's basketball team played here last night. Hastings beating Dana by a score of 81-56. The Broncos now 26-3 in the season. They are 16-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Lindsay Ducey, 22 points, 8 rebounds. Heather McEwen hit 5 three-pointers. She scored 17 points in the game. Rachel Isherwood, Alicia Statler, and Kim Feynman all had 10 points apiece. Now the Hastings College men. They're trailing in the ballgame by 14. It is 27-13. Dana has got the ball. The Broncos have scored the last 7 points here in the ball game after Dana went on a 25-0 run over Hastings. There's a shot from the deep left corner. No good by Jake Brandle. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Fletcher had it, and then he lost it. To Danny Peterson. A turnover on Hastings. Their second in the ball game. Peterson has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Danny picks up the dribble. Now looks. Goes on the high post to Ultrabruns. Kicks it back out here to a Jake Brandle. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes to Peterson on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Ultrabruns has got it. Jump pass out on top to Arkfeld. Now to Danny Peterson. Near his sideline. They get it to Jake Brandle. Down low. The ball's going to be mishandled there by Walker. And it's picked up by Hastings. Fletcher brings her back the other way for the Broncos. Stops his shot from just inside the ring. Is going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to A.J. Arkfeld. Arkfeld has got it now for Dana. 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Brandle, 4-3. Shot is up there, way too strong. Rebound, Peterson. Knocked down on the play, and a foul is called. Dane Bacon is going to be the guilty party here for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the first half. Coming into the ball game now, Alex McCleary. Also coming back in is going to be Tristan Washington. 27-13, Hastings down by 14 points. It'll be Dana inbounding the ball to get it to McCleary. Outside the ring, now to Brandle. Comes across the top to Ultrabruns, now to Washington. There's Brandel again. Entry pass to get it to McCleary. Down in the corner. Brandel back to McCleary. He drives the baseline. Cut out nicely there by Blake Wright. Back out on the wing to Brandel. Now to Washington. To Arkfeld. Now to Washington. Top of the key. Dribble penetration. Comes to Arkfeld for three. Shot good. A.J. Arkfeld hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And it is now 30-13 in favor of Dana. Hastings with the ball. Fletcher has got it out to Dane. Three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Ball tapped out by Dossett. It's grabbed here by Jake Brandel now for Dana. Gets into the hands of A.J. Arkfeld. A.J. gets away from Slough. Back outside. Ultrabruns for three. Shot is up there off of the right side. No good. Rebound. Tyler Dossett for Hastings. Long pass down the floor to Fletcher. Drives for the hole. Shot up and in. Derek Fletcher scores on the assist from Tyler Dossett. First field goal of the ball game for Fletch. 30-15 now. Hastings down by 15. 6:55 to play here in the first half from the Gardner Hawks Center in Blair, Nebraska tonight with Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball from 1230 KHAS. Jake Brandel to Washington across the top. Dribble penetration into the lane. His shot is up there. Good. Twisting and turning. Tristan Washington scores for Dana. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. 32-15. Hastings down by 17. Bacon comes across the top. That's going to be Fletcher with the ball. To Bacon. Out of the far sideline is Slough. Dribbles into the lane. Back out to Bacon. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks it out to Slough. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Arkfeld. Dana doing a great job of the boards here against Hastings here in this first half. Arkfeld goes down in the corner. Brandel for three. Shot good. Brandel scores there. I'll tell you what. Dana could not miss here in the first half. And Hastings not shooting real well. And the Broncos have fallen behind again by 20 points. It is 35-15. There's Slough on the right sideline. Out to Dane Bacon. Bacon goes to Kyler Dossett at the free throw line. Dossett, far sideline. Jeremiah fakes the three-pointer. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Fletcher for three. Shot is up there. Bingo. Derek Fletcher knocks it down a tray from the right sideline. He's got 5 points. It's now a 17-point lead for Dana. 35-18 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Quick moving first half. We're not yet 30 minutes old, and we're down to 5:33 to play here in this first half. Dana has got the ball. Arkfeld, top of the key, three-pointer. Hits another one. A.J. Arkfeld with 3 three-pointers in the ballgame. He's got 9 points, and Dana again leads by 20. It is 38-18. Here's Dane Bacon, now to Slough. Back outside, Fletcher to Dane Bacon. Now to Jeremiah. Free throw line extended left side. Hops into the lane. Here's a pass down low. Dossett down in the corner. Now to Fletcher. A shot for three is no good. Dossett grabs the rebound. Out to Bacon. 4-3. His shot is up there. He hits it. Dane Bacon knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Hastings back within 17. 38-21. 4:56 to play here in the first half. Ultrabruns in the lane. Comes out to Brandel. Lobs it inside down to McCleary. McCleary works against Wright. Powers his way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. Nice job defensively by Tyler Dossett. Hastings with a board as Blake Wright gets into the hands of Slough. Out of Bacon, and contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Jake Brandel picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on the Vikings. Here comes McNerland, States, and Olsen back into the ball game. Coming out is going to be Fletcher. Also a Blake Wright, and also a Dane Bacon. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half. Dana out on top by a score of 38-21. Hastings will play things in. Slough underneath the basket. Gets it to Jason States. Spins, and now a traveling violation on States. And some traffic over there on the right side of the lane. Washington had his hands in there for Dana. Traveling violation is called on States. Broncos are down by 17 points here in the ballgame, 38-21. 4.5 to play. In the first half, P.J. Mallett with the ball to Washington. Down the lane, contact made. His shot is no good. And he is going to be fouled on the play here by States. First personal foul on Jason States as Washington took the ball in the hole there for Dana College. And now Tristan Washington will go to the free throw line for Dana. He's been injured most of the season. He has played. This is his 12th game for Dana, the 26th that they have played. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. He did not play the first time around against Hastings. That was the ball game won by the Broncos at Lynn Farrell Arena, 79-73. Washington will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. He buries two free throws. And Dana, now with a 19-point lead, it is 40-21. Here's Jeremiah Slough on the right sideline. Dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane. Now to Olsen, down in the corner to Wade Bonds. Bonds puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes now to Brett McNerland. Bounce pass down low to States. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Nice pass by McNerland, getting the ball down in the low block to States. He put a shot up there, but he was fouled in the play. Now Jason States will go to the free throw line here as he was fouled by Alex McCleary of Dana. First foul on Alex. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Vikings. Jason States to the free throw line for Hastings. He has not scored so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. States is 65% foul shooter on the season. Again, Hastings number 1 in the conference in free throw percentage. They're knocking down 73% of their foul shots. Next shot is up there. That one is good. States hits a pair. And the Broncos are back to within, but 19 points. Check, that should be 17, and now they chalk it up on the scoreboard. 40-23 is the score. Hastings down here in the ball game as we approach the 4-minute mark, and now Hastings applying some backcourt pressure here. P.J. Mallett gets the ball ahead to Washington. He drives one on two, puts it up there, and banks one home. Tristan Washington scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 42-23. Dana has got the lead over the Broncos. Here's Jeremiah Slough. They get it to Olsen. Dribble penetration in the lane. He has double team. Gets it out to Vance. Vance back down in the corner to Olsen. Entry pass to get it to McNerland. His shot is up there and in. Brent McNerland scores for Hastings on the assist from Nate Olsen. 42-25. The Broncos are down by 17 points now. Late in the first half from the Gardner-Hawks Center here in Blair. Here's a P.J. Mallett with the ball. He fouls down here and a traveling violation is called. Ballard may have been poked in the eye there, but he falls down with the basketball, and a traveling violation is called on the Vikings. That's only the fourth turnover on Dana here in the ballgame. So the Broncos have trimmed the lead down to 17 points now at 42-25 with 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here comes Trevor Holtmeyer out of the ballgame now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Kyler Dossett. So the 17th-ranked team in the country having a tough time here tonight with 8-18 Dana. Wade Vance down on the baseline to McNerland. Cross-court pass to Fletcher. Not as Slough. The Wade Vance. Wade dribbles down on the baseline. Sends it down on the opposite baseline. Ashana's up and in. That's going to be Fletcher with the ball. Derek Fletcher scores from the right baseline and the pass across the lane and across the baseline down there as Fletcher has got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings is within 15 now. Now Dana wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout with 3 minutes to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dana 42, Hastings 27.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Everybody else in the conference playing men's, women's doubleheaders here tonight. The women's scores are starting to pile in as Concordia has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan tonight in women's college basketball 85-39. Concordia 85, Nebraska Wesleyan 39. That's in women's college basketball. Dana is leading Hastings College here 42-27. Men's play here tonight from Blair. Here's Washington down the right side of the lane. Has to give it up. Back out to Danny Peterson. Goes over to Arkfeld. Arkfeld, top of the key. Peterson, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he is knocked down, and a foul is going to be called at Hastings in three-point territory. It goes on Fletcher. Fletcher picks up his second personal foul, and now Peterson go to the free throw line to shoot three as Fletcher knocked him down out here in three-point territory. 2:36 remaining in the first half. It's a 15-point lead for the Vikings. Peterson will have three. The first one is up there and in. Peterson is 69% foul shooter on the season. He's now got 4 points in the ball game tonight. He scored 17 the last time these two teams played in that meeting in Hastings. Next shot is up there. It is good. Peterson will have one more. Here comes Jake Brandle into the ball game for Washington. Fletcher is going to check out for Hastings. Coming back in is going to be Dane Bacon. 44-27 is the score. Hastings is now down by 17 points. As Danny Peterson will have one more for Dana. Peterson, the senior out of Walnut, Iowa. And the shot is up there. It is good. Peterson hits all three. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. And Dana's got an 18-point lead. Bounce with the ball on the left side. Dribble penetration, dumps it down low, but it ricochets off of the rim. They were trying to get it to McNerland, but Bonds threw it too far, and it was off of the rim. Rebound comes down to Dana. Quickly ahead, here's Jake Brandle from the corner. Shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound. It's going to be picked up by Slough. Slough one-on-one against Arfell. Now a bounce pass down to Tyler Dossett, and he's going to be fouled into play. Dossett trailing the play. He got him the ball, and he was fouled into play there by Brandle of Dana. That's going to be his second. Jeremiah had a one-on-one break there with A.J. Arkfield. Dasiewicz kind of trailing the play. Jeremiah with a bounce pass down on the baseline, and then Tyler Dasiewicz was fouled into play by Jake Brandel, so Hastings will play it in. That's only the, what, 15 foul on Dana here in the first half. So Slough will play things in. They get it to McNerland. Now to Wade Bonds. He mishandles the ball on the wing. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by Dana. Blake Maskey into the ball game was the last to touch it there for the Vikings. So Hastings will play things in. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half. 45-27. Hastings down in the ball game. Kyler Dossett to Dane Bacon. Now to McNerland on the wing. Cross-court pass goes over to Vonce. Now to Jeremiah Slough. Brings it back to Vonce. His shot for three is going to be short. Rebound Dossett. Dawson in the lane, comes out to Slough, dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out to Wade Bonds, fakes the three, takes it to the free throw line. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be loose, and it's saved there by Dana to A.J. Arkfield. Arkfield now to a Chris Walker, puts a man in the air, and he's fouled in the play. Bonds goes high in the air on the fake from Chris Walker, and Bonds picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Good job by Dana saving the ball. It was to the far sideline. It was saved by the Vikings. Now Chris Walker will go to the free throw line here for Dana. 1:42 to play in the first half, 45-27. Dana has got the lead. Walker with 4 points in the ball game tonight. His free throw is up there. It's good. Walker just a 47% foul shooter on the season. Just joining us, Dana went on a 25-0 run over Hastings in this first half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Walker. And the rebound to Kyler Dossett. Dossett goes to Jeremiah Slough, down in the baseline to Bacon. Opposite corner, left side down to Wade Voss, dribbles in the lane. Jump pass down in the corner to Slough. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tipped to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dana Ball. Bacon gave chase to it, but couldn't get to it. Goes out of bounds, and Dana will play things in. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS with the Gardner Hawks Center in Blair. Hastings trailing Dana College by the score of 46. The 27. A.J. Arkfield has got the ball now for the Vikings to Olcherbruns. David Olcherbruns has got it out here near the 10-second line as he's picked up there by Dane Bacon of Hastings. Olcherbruns down to Danny Peterson. Peterson to Arkfield. He's picked up there defensively by Slough of Hastings. Arkfield gets it out of the hands of Maskey. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Olcherbruns comes to Arkfield. Double team. Now to Danny Peterson. His shot for three over Vonce is going to be no good. Rebound tapped out of there, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Dana. Taylor Olcherbruns picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on Dana here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in backcourt. 50.4 seconds to play. In this first half, the Broncos are trailing by a score of 46-27. Slough to Dane Bacon for three. Cranks her up there. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. That was a long three taken by Dane Bacon. And here comes Dana back with the ball now. About 9 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock here in the first half. Arkfield has got the ball. They bring it out to Danny Peterson. Peterson now to Maskey. Picked up there by McNerland of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man. There's Danny Peterson, top of the key. Picks up the dribble, sends over here to Arkfield. Looks at the clock, 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Arkfield throws up a shot over Slough. A shot up there, rims off, no good. Ball tipped out of there again, and the foul is going to be called. The foul will go on Hastings. It'll go on Bonds. That's going to be his second. Now that's the 8th team foul in the Broncos, so that's going to send Dana to the free throw line. Blake Maskey will over the line here for Dana. He's a 72% foul shooter. Maskey has hit 40 out of 55 from the charity line so far this year. Here comes Nate Olson back into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Wade Bonds. 46-27. Hastings down by 19 points with 13 seconds to play in the first half. Maskey's free throw is up there and in. Everything that Dana is throwing up there, the hoop is going down through the hole. Free throws, three-pointers, two-point field goals. They're out rebounding the Broncos here in the first half, and this is now been a pleasant experience for the Hastings College basketball team in the first 20 minutes here tonight. Matt Poppin wants to check in for Dana, but Maskey already had his hands on the ball here at the free throw line, so Maskey will get a second free throw here. With the Dana College Vikings now out on top by 20 points, it is 47-27. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. McNerland grabs the rebound, gets it away to a Nate Olson. Nate into the offensive zone with 7 seconds. Nate down the left side of the lane, kicks it out to Slough. Dribble penetration, his shot in the lane is up there. It's around the rim and down. Slough gets the field goal, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. Hastings College, a lot to talk about here at halftime. They are trailing the Dana College Vikings here tonight in men's college basketball. The score is Dana 47, Hastings 29. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. The Credit Union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Gardner Hawks Center in Blair tonight. Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. Also across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So the Broncos needed a win here tonight. And they could play for the conference championship on Saturday against Dakota Wesleyan up at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. But if that's going to happen, Hastings is going to come back from a halftime deficit of 18 points. Yeah, Dana, a team that is 8-18 on the season, 4 wins and 12 losses in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, scorching the Nets in the first half of play, still waiting for the official numbers to be brought to us. But Hastings got out to a good start tonight. They led Dana by a score of 6-2 a couple of minutes in the ball game, but then Dana went on a 25-0 run over Hastings College to grab their biggest lead of the ball game thus far, 21 points. That was at 27-6 with 10 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Hastings eventually cut the lead down to 14 points at 27-13. Hastings then fell behind again by as many as 20 points at 35-15 and at 38-18. The Broncos got it back down to 15 points at 42-27. And right now we're looking at an 18-point deficit here at halftime, 47-29. Hastings getting the looks at the basket. Right now it's not going down. It's like a lid on the hoop here tonight for Hastings. Jeremiah Slough, Derek Fletcher leading the way for Hastings. They've got 7 points apiece. Slough has knocked down a three-pointer. He's got 2 two-point field goals for his 7. Derek Fletcher has knocked down a 3, and he's got a couple of 2-point field goals for 7 points. Dane Bacon has come out for the bench. They hit 2 three-pointers for 6. The other scores in the ball game for Hastings, Wade Bonds has got just 1 three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 3 points. Kyler Dossett has got a field goal for 2. Brent McNerlin has got a field goal for 2. Jason States has got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. In fact, those are the only free throws of the ball game so far for Hastings College off of the hands of Jason States. Leading score so far for Dana is A.J. Arkfeld. He has hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. He has got 9 points in the ball game. Tristan Washington off of the bench. He's got 3 field goals, and he has 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 8 points. Taylor Ulcherbruns has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Danny Peterson has knocked down a 3-pointer. He is 3 of 3 from the free throw line. He has got 6 points. Alex McCleary comes off of the bench to hit 3 field goals. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Chris Walker has got a couple of field goals, and he is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 5. Jake Brandle has got a 3-pointer, and he is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points in the ball game. The other scores for Dana, we see P.J. Mallett has knocked down a two-point field goal for two. And we'll see Blake Maskey, one out of two from the free throw line. He has got 1 point in the basketball game. Again, Hastings is trailing Dana here at halftime by a score of 47-29. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. All doubleheaders with the women and the guys going here tonight. Morningside is playing at Briar Cliff this evening. Midland is playing on the road. They're down in Crete to take on the Doane College Tigers. Mount Marty is playing in Sioux Center against Dort. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan has got a huge ball game tonight in Orange City, Iowa against the Northwestern Red Raiders. As action gets underway tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Dakota Wesleyan is out on top. They have a mark of 14-2 in the conference. Hastings is next in line at 13-3. Sioux Falls currently sitting in third place at 12-5, and then Briar Cliff at 11-5. The top four teams on the regular season will receive first-round buys for the GPAC postseason tournament that gets underway next week. Bubbling under the top four right now, we've got Concordia in fifth place at 11-6. Northwestern is at 9-7. Dort is at 8-8, and Nebraska Wesleyan is at 8-8. One game was played last night. Hastings knocked off Dana by the score of 81-56 in a ball game played here in Blair. Lindsey Ducey had 22 points, 8 rebounds for Hastings. Heather McEwen knocked down 5 three-pointers. She finished with 17 points in the ball game. Rachel Ishwood, Alicia Statler, and Kim Thaman all had 10 points apiece for Hastings. So again, at halftime of our men's ball game here tonight, it is Dana surprising 17th-ranked Hastings to score 47-29. Coming up next, Tyson Avronik, he will join us. He's got Hastings College Spotlight, and then more Bronco basketball straight ahead. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES. Joining me at halftime this evening is the Director of the Campus Health Services. It's Beth Luttrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Okay, Beth, we're going to talk a little bit about a week that just kind of wrapped up. It was a Sexual Responsibilities Week, just wrapped up at Hastings College. Talk a little bit about some of the events that went on during this week.
This is a week that helps students realize what they need to do if they choose to be sexually active and stay safe. So part of the festivities, we'll call them, centered around Ask the Sexperts, which were physicians, professors, people from Hastings Family Planning who came and answered questions that students submitted via writing anonymously. Mm-hmm. And answered those questions so that students would have accurate, dependable information to work from. And then following the Ask the Sexperts, there was a Sexival, which was put on by all of the campus peer education groups, in that each group had a carnival-type game, which asked questions related to their topic that connected with sexual responsibility, and students were eligible for prizes and raffle prizes.
Okay. Now, when I know it's kind of certainly for those college-age students, really an uncomfortable topic sometimes to talk to people in front about. Did you notice any of that? Was there any kind of level of students being just kind of uncomfortable, and did they get better as the week went on?
Typically, they're not uncomfortable because all the questions are submitted in writing. It's not like they have to raise their hand and the professor call on them and say, "What's your question?"
Yeah.
You know, it's all done in writing, and then the questions are compiled by categories, like topics, and then the physician or the professor or the nurse, whoever takes the question, can answer several at once.
Okay. Now, why did Hastings College really start Sexual Responsibilities Week?
Well, I think it's important for students to live through, survive mm-hmm. their college years, and for students who choose to be sexually active, STIs, HIV and AIDS are all certainly life-threatening in some cases, illnesses that people need to have good factual information about.
Okay, now we talked a little bit earlier about the peer education groups. How did they come up with their presentations, their carnival games, so to speak, for the Sexual Responsibilities Week? What kind of work went on with that?
We have six different peer education groups on campus, and they are all lumped under an umbrella. But each group has its own topic, mental health, health issues, GBLT and allies, HIV and STIs, and alcohol and other drugs. So even though they teach specifically on a particular topic, all the topics are very interrelated, and so they were able to come up with games and questions for their topic that fit into the notion of acting responsibly if you choose to be sexually active.
Okay, and was this week pretty well received by the Hastings College students?
Yes, it was. We actually held the Ask the Sexperts and Sex of All on a night that there was a big, huge basketball game on campus, mm-hmm. and we still had about 10% of the campus population involved in our activity. So it was well received.
Okay, well, Beth Luttrell, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight, talking about Sexual Responsibilities Week. And once again, thank you for all you do at the Health Center.
Thank you for having me.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. The Credit Union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Gardner-Hawks Championship Center here in Blair tonight. It is Dana out on top of Hastings College, 47-29 here at halftime. The 29 points by Hastings is the fewest points that they have scored since they put up 28 in the ball game against Midland back on January 27th. That was the four-overtime ball game that Hastings came back to eventually beat the Warriors by a score of 129-124 in Fremont. And the 47 points that Dana put up here in the first half, the most points that Hastings has given up in the first half all season long. Dana shot exactly 50% from the floor in the first half at 17 out of 34. Dana 5 out of 16 from three-point territory for 31%, 8 out of 11 from the free throw line, 72%. Hastings shot only 31% in the first half. They were 11 out of 35, 5 out of 22 on three-pointers for 22%, and Hastings hit both of their free throws. Broncos getting out-rebounded in the ball game, 24-17. Hastings with 6 turnovers in the ball game, only 4 for Dana. So Hastings with a lot of wood to chop here. It is 47-29 as we start the second half. Dana will have the opening possession. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here's Arkville. The shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Hastings. Marvin gets the rebound out of Jeremiah Slough. Slough gets it to Fletcher. Now to Slough. Wade bounce down to the baseline. Jump pass out to Fletcher. Angles in from the wing. He takes it all the way to the hole and scores. Derek Fletcher now with 9 points in the ball game, and is now 47-31. Hastings now back within 16 points here early in the second half. Dana with the ball. Arkfeld at the top of the key. Drives it toward the hole against Fletcher. His shot is up there. It's good. A.J. Arkfeld scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game now for Dana. 49-31. Vikings have the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Kyler Dawson on the far sideline. Dawson out to Slough. The Wade Bontz. Bontz stops at the free throw line. Out to Slough. He takes it to the free throw line. Now to Bontz again. Top of the key to Kyler Dawson. Dawson out in three-point territory. Two-handed pass comes to the near side to Slough. Lobs it on the high post. That's Marvin. Out to Wade. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Wade Bontz knocks down a tray. He's got 6 points in the ball game now and 2 3-pointers. 49-34. Hastings is back to within 15 points now with 18 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game from Blair. Here's Dana with the ball. Ulterbruns comes out to the top of the key. Danny Peterson now to Arkfeld on the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Slough of Hastings. There's a lob pass inside. It's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Jeremiah. Turnover there for Dana, their fifth of the ball game. Slough gets the ball to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher now to Slough. To Wade Bontz for 3. His shot from the left side is no good. Rebound Peterson for Dana. Danny Peterson gets the ball to the near sideline to A.J. Arkfeld. A.J. hustles into the forecourt. Hastings going to play a man-to-man defense here. Arkfeld, dribble penetration, throws it down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there by Ulterbruns is no good. Rebound comes down to Dossett. Dossett gets the ball ahead to Vaughn. Spins. His shot in the lane is up there. It's good. Wade Vaughn scores. Vaughn's now with 8 points in the basketball game. It's 49-36. Hastings back within 13 points with 17 minutes and 48 seconds to play now in the contest. The Broncos on a little run. Here's Ulterbruns. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there at the end. Ulterbruns finds a seam in the defense and scores as he takes it right to the hole. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 51-36. Kyler Dossett comes out to Jeremiah for 3. Shot is up there around the rim and down. Jeremiah Slough hits a 3-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings within 12 points now, 51-39. Still plenty of time, 17 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in this basketball game from Blair. Here's a Danny Peterson with the ball, dribbles into the lane. He falls down with it, and a traveling violation is called. 6 turnovers now on Dana. Into the ball game, Alex McCleary. Here comes Tristan Washington into the ball game. Hastings has cut the lead down to 12 points now, 51-39 with 17 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings trailed by 21 points in the first half. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Wade Bontz out in three-point territory. Moves it down on the baseline. Double team. Has to come back here to Kyler Dossett. Now to Wade on the wing. Dossett. Now to Wade Bontz. Now to Fletcher. Fletcher gets it to Wade Bontz. Near sideline. Jeremiah for 3. His shot is up there. Top of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. And he's stripped of the ball. And a foul is called. Fletcher gets the offensive board there for Hastings. And a foul is called on Dana. It's going to go on Ulterbruns. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 1 on the Vikings. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Derek Fletcher. Fletcher has got 9 points in the ball game, 80% foul shooter on the season, 29 out of 36. Fletcher to the free throw line. His shot is up there. He misses it. That's only the third free throw of the night for Hastings. Broncos now 2 out of 3. The Broncos are down by 12 points, 51-39 with 16-51 to play Next shot is up there. He misses that one. Fletcher misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Ultrabrunns down for Dana. Ultrabrunns down to A.J. Arkfeld to move it down in the corner. That's Brando with the ball. Brando lobs it inside. McCleary has got it. Kicks it back out here. That's the Ultrabrunns now. Dribbles inside the ring. Takes it down in the baseline out to Washington. Washington drives it against to Kyler. Dossett is shot in the lane from 10 feet away. Is no good. Rebound McCleary. Foul shot good. Alex McCleary gets the offensive board and the putback. He's a big dude. 6'7", a sophomore out of Battle Creek, Nebraska. 14-point lead for Dana. And here's Slough losing control of the ball, and it's picked up by McCleary. The seventh turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Washington comes back. He drives it all the way, coast to coast. His shot no good. He's fouling the play as Washington is knocked down, driving to the hole. The foul will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his third. So Jake Marvin now with three personal fouls. Going to the free throw line for Dana is going to be Tristan Washington. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Washington is 68% foul shooter on the season. Washington puts it up there. The shot is good. Nothing but twine for Tristan Washington. He will get one more. Tristan, a 6'2" senior from Omaha. He's a transfer from the University of Nebraska Kearney. Now playing here at Dana. 54-39 is the score. 15-point lead for the Vikings. Hastings had it down to 12 points just a few minutes ago. Next shot by Tristan Washington is up and in. So it's now 55-39. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Fletcher comes down to Jeremiah Slough down on the baseline. Jump pass out on top. Wade Bontz down on the baseline. There's Dossett. Two-handed pass to Fletcher. Down to Blake Wright to Wade on the far sideline. A three-pointer put up and in. Wade Bontz from a different area code. He scores over there on the far side, and now the ball gets away. It's going to have to be retrieved here before Danny can play it in. 15-47. Remaining in the ball game, the Broncos are trailing by 13 points, 55-42. All-important ball game for the Broncos. They're trying to battle back after Dana went on a 25-0 run during the first half. Washington has got the ball now for Dana. They get it to a P.J. Mallett now. Dribble to the right sideline, down to Washington behind the screen. Washington drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot over Bonds, good. Tristan Washington scoring there. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 57-42. Dana with a 15-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Slough has got it here on the near sideline. Picks up his dribble. Comes out to Vance. Vance out in three-point territory. Flips it away. Kyler Dossett, deep wing. Left side. Now to Blake Wright. Right now to Vance. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Double team gets away. His reverse layup is up and in. Derek Fletcher on the baseline scores. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 57-44. Dana is still leading by 13. Washington with the ball now for the Vikings. Hands it away. Arkfeld, his shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound mishandled. Picked up now by Kyler Dossett. Dossett's got it for Hastings into the forecourt. Bounce pass. Wade Bontz fakes the three. Down in the corner. Slough drives the baseline. Goes up. His shot good. Jeremiah Slough scores. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. Hastings back within 11 points now. 57-46. With 14:32 to play here in the contest. Here's A.J. Arkfeld with the ball. Near side, P.J. Mallett shot the three. Good. Big bucket there by P.J. He has now got 5 points in the ball game, and now head coach Chris Spear for Dana wants to call a timeout. The Vikings want to talk things over. 14 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Dana 60, Hastings 46.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
4 minutes to play women's college basketball from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It is Nebraska leading Iowa State by a score of 38-34. 38-34, Nebraska leading Iowa State. They are in the second half. Hastings College trying to come back here in this basketball game tonight. They are trailing by 14 points. Hastings trailed us by as many as, 21 in the first half. Trying to battle back here. 60-46 is the score. As Chris Spear called that last timeout, we'll see what the Vikings have going here. defensively as Hastings has got the ball. Slough has got it as they move it over to Dane Bacon, who's back into the ball game. Now to Fletcher. Back out to Jeremiah Slough out here in three-point territory. Slough, dribble penetration. He runs into McCleary, has to get rid of it. Now comes over here to Fletcher, down to the baseline. There's a shot put up there and in. That's Blake Wright scoring there for Hastings as he gets his first field goal of the ball game. And it is now a 60-48 ball game. Hastings is down by 12 points again. Here's Dana working with the ball. A.J. Arkfeld dribbles down the lane. His floater is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of there. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings College. So the Broncos have got the ball back the other way. Jeremiah Slough pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Gets rid of it now. As you go to Dane Bacon, back to Slough on the left wing. His three-pointer is put up there. Top of the mark, no good. Ball tapped around. Comes out here in the three-point territory. It's picked up by Bacon. Bacon has got it now to Slough off the far side. Slough, dribble penetration out to Fletcher. His shot for three is up there. It is no good. Ball swatted around. It is still loose. It finally goes out of bounds on the far side, and they give the ball to Dana. is the score. Hastings College trailing here in the ballgame. 13-14 remaining. It's going to be Dana inbounding the ball back here. And bringing things up will be P.J. Mallett for the Dana College Vikings. P.J. dribbling with the ball now as he works against Wade Vance. He dribbles inside down the right side of the lane. Has to get rid of it. Now to A.J. Arkfeld. Now to Danny Peterson. Peterson stops. Comes out to P.J. Mallett. Now to Arkfeld. Out here in three-point territory. He's hit on the play. Faked the three-pointer, then drove it toward the hole. And he is hit on the play there by Brent McNerland of Hastings as Brent picks up his first personal foul. Second team foul on the Broncos. Jake Marvin comes into the ball game now for Hastings College. Non-shooting situation as Dana will play things in off of the far side. P.J. Mallett drives it now against Wade Vaughn, stops in the lane, comes out to Danny Peterson. Peterson drives it toward the hole against McNerland. His shot is no good, but he's hacked on the arm by Brent McNerland. Second foul on Brent, and now we're going to have a couple of shots here as Danny Peterson will go to the free throw line for the Dana College Vikings. Dana's got the lead here tonight. It is 60-48 over Hastings College as Peterson will go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. Peterson now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the basketball game for Dana. Coming back into the ball game now for the Vikings is going to be Chris Walker. So Walker back into the ball game. Going out is going to be Alex McCleary. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to McNerland of Hastings. The Broncos still trailing here in the contest, 61-48. Broncos with the ball under offensive end. Jeremiah Slough comes over to Vance for three. His shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Danny Peterson now for the Dana College Vikings. He runs her back the other way to A.J. Arkfeld at the top of the key. A.J. dribbling with the ball out here. Gets it under control and now throws up a three-pointer where McNerland is up and in. A.J. Arkfeld scores. He has now got 14 points in the basketball game. It's 64-48. Dana with the lead. Here's Wade Vance dribbling into the lane, and now we got contact made, and a foul is going to be called here on Arkfeld for Dana. That's going to be his first. Minutes and 14 seconds to play. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Slough just knocks it off with the back of a defender. That was Chris Walker, and he lays it in. Jeremiah's used that scheme a couple of times this year. He inbounds the ball, and Walker had his back to Jeremiah. Just knocks it off of his back and picks it up on the bounce and lays it in. And now Dan is going to be whistled for a violation as they come up the floor here. Palming violation on the Vikings. Now it's going to be Hastings playing the ball in here in backcourt. So Hastings has the ball. They're trailing by 14 points in the ball game. Slough, there's a pass out on top. McNerland has got it. Now to Wade Vance. That is Slough at the top of the key to Fletcher. Back out to Mai. Top of the key. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Stops. Forces up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Chris Walker. The ball is recovered by Taylor Ulcherbrins now for Dana. 64-50. Hastings down by 14 with 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in the contest, Danny Peterson with it now. Peterson gets it into the hands of Brandel. Dribbles inside, kicks it back out. Now a foul is going to be called. McNerland hit the deck there for Hastings. And a foul is going to go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Brent. Third foul on Brent McNerland in the ball game. Coming into the contest now for Hastings is going to be Dossett, and McNerland will check out. 11:33 to play in the basketball game. It is 64-50. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. The 17th-ranked Broncos trailing 8-18 Dana here tonight. D.J. Mallett with the ball at the top of the key. Dribble penetration. He's cut off there by Slough of Hastings. Back out to Danny Peterson to the near sideline. That's going to be Ultrabruns with the ball. Picked up there defensively by Fletcher. Out of Danny Peterson. On the dribble, moves it to the left side of the floor. They get it left side of the lane down to Brandle. Back out between the rings to P.J. Mallett. Mallett picked up there by Slough of Hastings. Ball tipped away. The scramble is on. It's going to be picked up here by Vance. Vance has got it one-on-one. Back the other way against Brandle. Drives for the hole. His shot is good, and he's fouled in the play. Is it offensively or defensively? Brandle went down in the play. Wade Vance takes it to the hole there for Hastings. And the personal foul is going to be called on Brandle. Wade Vance gets the field goal for Hastings. He's now got 13 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So it's 64-52 now, the score. Hastings is down by 12 points as a bucket counted there for Hastings. And Vance will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's an 80% foul shooter on the season. That is fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's not been there tonight. His shot is up there and good. Wade Vance hits the free throw, so it's now 64-53 with 11 minutes to play. This is as close as Hastings has been for a while. They've got it down to 11 a couple of times, but Ultrabruns takes the ball right to the hole and scores for Gana. He has got 10 points in the ball game, so it's back to a 13-point lead. 66-53. Fletcher deep in the corner. Nice pass underneath the bucket there. Kyler Dawson mishandles the ball. Now Kyler goes up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ultrabruns. Taylor Ultrabruns with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Kyler Dossett. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line now for Dana is going to be Taylor Ultrabruns. He's got 10 points in the basketball game here tonight. Ultrabruns will have two. His shot is up there. That one is going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. That's his first free throw of the night. Women's college basketball tonight. Morningside has beaten Briarcliff in overtime by a score of 85-76. Morningside 85, Briarcliff 76. At an overtime tonight in Sioux City. Here comes the next shot by Ultrabruns. It is in the air. That one is good. Ultrabruns hits one out of two, and that gives Dana a 14-point advantage. It is 67-53. Here's Fletcher with the ball. Entry pass to Jake Marvin. His shot is up there and in. Marvin scores over Chris Walker. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Jake. 67-55. Hastings again trailing by 12 points. They need some stops defensively now. We're down to 10 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Washington drives the ball against Fletcher. Contact. His shot is up there. No good. And now we got a foul, and the rebound is going to go on Washington. Washington drives it into the lane. Some contact was there. No foul called. And then Washington gets hit with a personal foul on the rebound. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Vikings. 10 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Dana by 12. 67-55. Fletcher, entry pass. They get it to Jake Marvin. Now to Blake Wright on the wing. Left side. That's Vance with the ball. Tristan Washington will come out and guard him man-on-man as Dana stays with that man-to-man defense. High post to Marvin. Throws it down in the corner to Fletcher. Fletcher, cross-court pass right through the fingertips of Vance. Was it touched? It was not touched. A turnover on Hastings. Turnover number eight on the Broncos here in the ball game. The Doane College Tigers in women's play has knocked off Midland tonight by a score of 62-47. 62-47, Doane beats Midland in women's college play tonight. There's a shot on the baseline up and in by Taylor Ultrabruns. He has now got 13 points in the ball game, and Dana has now got a 14-point lead. Slough dumps it down low to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Slough gets the assist. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. Jake now with 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has got to get some stops here sooner or later on defense. They want to get back into the ball game. Here's a three-pointer thrown up by Ultrabruns. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher now to Slough. Three on two. Back the other way. Slough mishandles the ball. That is picked up by A.J. Arkfeld. 9 turnovers on Hastings. Arkfeld will go down to Chris Walker, and he's fouled in the play as he drives for the hole. So Hastings turns the ball over on the brink of their own, and then Dana will go to the free throw line here after being fouled in the play. It's going to go on Blake Wright. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line for Dana is going to be Chris Walker. Walker has got 5 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points. Dort tonight in women's college basketball has beaten Mount Marty by a score of 60-59. Northwestern rolling past Dakota Wesleyan 102-49 tonight in women's college basketball. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good from Walker. McCleary comes into the ball game now. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. There's a Slough down in the baseline underneath the basket. He is double teamed. Now he's stripped of the ball. It's picked up here by Alex McCleary. Outlet pass is going to be knocked out of bounds there by Olson of Hastings. So it's going to be Dana inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings down by 14 points here tonight to Dana College. Here's a Tristan Washington with the ball at the top of the key. Hands it away to Brandel. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Now back up to Washington inside the free throw circle. Outside the ring now as Dana works with the ball against his man-to-man defense of Hastings College. Washington has got the ball on the right sideline. Drives it against Slough down in the corner. Arkfeld, a shot for three is good. A.J. Arkfeld, who scored only 3 points the last time these two teams played, blistering the nest tonight. He's got 17 points in the ball game. And the lead for Dana is now 17 with 8:14 to play. Here's Nate Olson with the ball. Goes to Dane Bacon for three. Shot good. Bacon has hit 3 3-pointers in the ball game now for 9 points, and Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos are down by 14 points with 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dana 74, Hastings 60.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College trailing here in the ballgame. The score is 74-60. The only good news we have here tonight is Northwestern right now has got a lead over Dakota Wesleyan. 19 minutes to play in the ballgame. It is Northwestern 46 and Dakota Wesleyan 39. So if both of us lose here tonight, Hastings will still have something to play for on Saturday. They could still tie Dakota Wesleyan for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. And Hastings will get the tiebreaker since we would have a head-to-head meeting with Dakota Wesleyan with a win on Saturday. We can get that done. So if things stay the way it is, Hastings not going to lose any ground here tonight. That's the good news. The bad news is Hastings could pick up a game on Dakota Wesleyan with a comeback win tonight. And if Wesleyan loses, then Hastings could win the conference championship outright with a win on this Saturday. But the Broncos still down by 14 points here in the ballgame. It is 74-60. A.J. Arkfeld has torched the Broncos with 17 points in the basketball game here tonight. Washington has got it on the wing on the left side. The ball stopped away by Slough. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dana Ball. Dana will play things in. 22 left in the shot clock. Here comes Fletcher back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Olson. 7 minutes and 54 seconds to play. Hastings matching up man on man here. The offensive end for the Dana College Vikings, driving the ball down the left side of the lane, is going to be Ulterbruns. He dumps it away to Washington and shots up and in. Washington sliding down the lane. Tristan, again, did not play against Hastings the first time. He's making its impact known here in this one. There's a pass out on top that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Arkfeld. That is the 10th turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Washington in the lane has it poked away. It's picked up by Kyler Dossett. The 9th turnover on Dana. Dossett brings it back 3-on-3 to Jeremiah. Fakes the three, hops into the lane, kicks it out to Marvin. 4-3, a shot good. Jake Marvin hits the three-pointer. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back within 13. 76-63. Hastings has trailed by 11. That's as close as they have gotten here in the second half after trailing by 21 in the first half. 7:07 to play. 76-63. The Broncos down by 13. Ulterbruns has got the ball at the top of the key, drives it, gives it up now to Washington, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, it's going to be blocked down by Dossett of Hastings. Kyler grabs the ball for the Broncos to the near sideline now to Dane Bacon. Bacon back into the offensive scoring zone. To Kyler Dossett, out of Jeremiah, free throw line extended right side. Maya's got the ball, dribbles out here in the three-point territory to Dane Bacon, 4-3, shot is up there, he hits another one. Dane Bacon off of the bench to score 12 points. Hastings back within 10, 76-66. with 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play now in the ball game. We're the Gardner Hawks Center in Blair tonight with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS. A.J. Arkfeld comes to Taylor Ulcherbrenz, drives it down the lane, forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound, follow shot, McCleary up and in. Alex McCleary out-wrestles Dossett and Jake Marvin for the rebound. Here's another shot back the other way, a three-pointer by Bacon, no good. Rebound, loose on the baseline, it's saved, and it goes out of bounds. That's going to be Dana Ball. Nice job there by Taylor Ulcherbrenz. He saves it as he knocks it off of the back of Derek Fletcher out of bounds. It's a 12-point ball game, 78-66. 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the contest. Still plenty of time, but the Broncos need some stops defensively. Here comes Dana back with the ball. A.J. Arkfeld has got it now as he dribbles, stops at the elbow, left side of the lane. Danny Peterson has got it now. Peterson to Brandel, now to Arkfeld. Arkfeld picked up there by Vance. A.J. drives it. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. Brandel, a shot from 17, no good. Rebound Slough of Hastings. Maya brings it back the other way. Left-handed dribble for the Broncos. There's a feed to the wing on the left side to a Wade Vance. Gets away. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot good, and he's fouled in the play. Wade Vance throws up a three from the left sideline, and he is fouled in the play. Vance now is 16, 17 points in the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a four-point play for Hastings. 5:36 remaining here in the contest. So a three-point play there by Wade Vance from the far sideline. And Vance will go to the free throw line and try to make this a four-point play. That makes the score 78-69. This is the closest as Hastings has been. 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Vance. 78-70. Hastings trailing by 8 points. Hastings now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Dana gets it into the offensive zone. Here's Ulcherbrenz. Jump pass down in the corner. Danny Peterson. Shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Kyler Dossett grabs the ball. Dossett now for Hastings to Fletcher. Fletcher flips it away to Slough to the near sideline. They get it to Dossett. Two-handed pass back out to Slough to Wade for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Slough, and a foul is going to be called. Jeremiah with a push. First foul in Slough. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the contest. Hastings is down by 8 points. It is 78-70. We're just joining us. Dana went on a 25-0 run over Hastings in the first half. They opened up a 21-point lead at 27-6. Hastings trailed at halftime 47-29. And now Hastings back to within 8 points at 78-70. With 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the contest, P.J. Mallett to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Mallett now with 6 points in the ball game. He's a 77% foul shooter on the season. Again, at last check, it was Northwestern leading Dakota Wesleyan. 19 minutes to play, 46-39. Next shot is up there. It is good by P.J. Mallett. 80-70. Hastings now down by 10, but the Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. Dana with a man-to-man defense. Vance goes to Fletcher. The Kyler Dossett now to Vance. Cross-court pass goes to Slough. Out to Derek for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. Derek Fletcher hits a three-pointer. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 7 points. 80-73. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Dana back with the ball. Arkfeld comes out to P.J. Mallett. He drives it, dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be deflected, and it's picked up by Fletcher. A turnover on Dana. That's their 10th of the ball game. Hastings of the ball, trailing by 7 points, 80-73. Broncos have it. Here's Wade Vance. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes to Slough. Bounce pass down low. Dossett shot is up and in. Give the assist to Jeremiah Slough. Dossett gets the field goal and a timeout from Dana. Hastings is back within 5 points. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. In the basketball game, the Broncos battling back from a 21-point deficit. We've got a timeout, 4:18 to play. The score, Dana 80, Hastings 75.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Kansas State has come back to beat Nebraska tonight. 91-87, that is final. As we mentioned, Northwestern is leading Dakota Wesleyan in men's play, 52-45. They have got 15 minutes to play in that one from Orange City tonight. Dort is holding on to a 28-22 lead over Mount Marty. They got about 12 minutes to play in that one. Getting the women's scores tonight, it was Briar Cliff losing to Morningside in overtime, 85-76. Doan 62, Midland 47. Another women's score, it was Dort over Mount Marty, 60-59. And Northwestern put up 100 points, 102, matter of fact, against Dakota Wesleyan, our next opponents for the Hastings College women's basketball team. 102-49, Northwestern winning over Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. 80-75, Hastings has dropped a 21-point deficit down to 5 points. As we approach the four-minute mark, the Broncos applying pressure. Dana gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Now Hastings will drop back on their man-to-man defense. Here's a P.J. Mallett with the ball. They get it to Ultrabrunz, dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass out to Arkfeld for three. His shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound. Follow shot by Ultrabrunz. No good. Rebound Hastings. Jake Marvin has got the ball for Hastings. They clear it out here to Kyler Dossett. Broncos quickly into their offensive zone themselves. Down by 5 points. Here's Slough. Dribbles into the lane. Stops. Comes out to Wade Vance. Vance bounce pass down to Dossett. Back out to Wade. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. His hanger in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson has got it for Dana. He's double-teamed. Now gets the pass away. Ultrabrunz has got it. Now to Arkfeld. Arkfeld jumps it back out here. P.J. Mallett with the ball. Gets away from Slough. Dribbles down the lane. His shot is up there and in. P.J. Mallett scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 82-75. The Broncos down by seven. 3:13 to play in the ball game. Slough now to Fletcher. Fletcher holds it on the wing. On the high post, Kyler Dossett. Now to Jeremiah for three. His shot is up there. In and out. Back in again. Slough knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 17 points in the ballgame. We've got a timeout. Hastings within 4 points now. 3 minutes and 1 second to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Dana 82, Hastings 78.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 46Floor, 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 55 seconds to play at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, out on top of Iowa State in women's college basketball, 60-50. Nebraska 60, Iowa State 50, women's college basketball 55 seconds to play. The Broncos of Hastings trailing Dana tonight in men's college play here in Blair, 82-78. Hastings has sliced into a 21-point lead, and now Hastings applying pressure. Arkfeld has got the ball for Dana. Out here in 3 points here, it's way to Ultrabrunz. He drives it toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try is up and he's found in the play. Alex McCleary gets the tap for Dana, and he is found in the play. McCleary has now got 12 points in the basketball game. The foul goes on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his fourth. So a big play there for Dana as Alex McCleary gets the offensive board and the putback, and now he goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. It is short, and a rebound comes down to Hastings. Tyler Dossett has got it for the Broncos, not a Slough. So it's 84-78. Two-possession ball game. Hastings with the ball. Entry pass. Free throw line, Kyler Dossett, not a Fletcher, not a Kyler. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound is loose. It's brought down by McCleary. So Dana has got the ball. 2:28 to play. Broncos down by 6 points. Here's A.J. Arkfeld. Circles around against Slough. Jeremiah goes for the poke away, and a foul is going to be called on Maya. That's going to be his second. Jeremiah trying to knock it loose there. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation for A.J. Arkfeld. This guy has killed us tonight, 17 points in the basketball game. A 5'9" senior out of Harlan, Iowa. His shot is up there. It's good. That's his first free throw made here tonight. 85-78. Hastings is trailing in the ball game now by 7 points with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. So the Broncos had it down to 4 points at one time at 82-78. And now Dana has scored the last 4 points in the ball game. Fletcher for three. Shot no good. Rebound Marvin. In the lane. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Jake Marvin gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 9 points. 86-80. 2:05 to play. Dana now looking to inbound. They will. They get it into Peterson. Peterson back to Taylor Ultrabrunz. Olcherbruns now to Arkfeld, down the near sideline, into the offensive scoring zone. There's a pass to Peterson at the top of the key. Peterson dribbles to the near sideline out to A.J. Arkfeld. Arkfeld goes over to Taylor Olcherbruns. A minute 45 to play in the ball game, 86-80. Dana has got a six-point lead here over 17th-ranked Hastings. A.J. Arkfeld with the ball out near the 10-second line to Taylor Olcherbruns. He drives it now against Fletcher. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Olcherbruns back outside to Brando for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Vance. Vance has got it for Hastings down the near sideline. It's Slown. He's fouled in the play. A.J. Arkfeld picks up the personal foul for Dana. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number, is that number 7 on Dana? This should be a 1-1 situation now for Hastings. Nope, it's going to be team foul number 6. Broncos will play things in. Slough has got it. Now to Wade Vance. Back out to Maya. Top of the key. Behind his screen from Dawson. His three-pointer is put up there. It won't go. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Fletcher. Derek has got it. Keeps it alive for Hastings. They get it down to Marvin. Backs up. Comes out between the rings. Wade Vance now to Fletcher. Fletcher to Vance. Left side. Maya. Dribble penetration. Goes to the free throw line to Marvin. Now to Vance for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Fletcher. 58 seconds to play. Fletcher for three. Shot good. Derek Fletcher hits a three-pointer from the right corner. Fletcher now with 17 points in the ball game. Timeout, Hastings. 55 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Dana 86. Hastings 83.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also across the nation and around the world on a World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Dana went on a 25-0 run over Hastings in the first half of play. Vikings had a 21-point lead at that time at 27-6. Vikings led 47-29 at halftime, and now Hastings is within 3 points. 86-83 on the three-pointer by Derek Fletcher with 55 seconds to play in the ballgame. So now Dana will play things in here in backcourt. Checking the action in Orange City, Northwestern has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan tonight. The conference leaders 59-48. 12 minutes to play. Here's Dana. They lose the ball out of bounds, so they call a timeout. Dana was trapped in the corner. It was knocked off of the hands of Slough. Jeremiah was pointing the Broncos' way, but the officials did not agree. Here's Olcherbruns playing things in now. They get it to a Peterson, now to Olcherbruns. We're down to 49 seconds to go into the forecourt. Peterson to A.J. Arkfeld. Broncos are down by 3 points at 86-83. Peterson with the ball out to Olcherbruns, out near the 10-second line, picked up by Vance of Hastings. Vance goes to Arkfeld, or rather Olcherbruns goes to Arkfeld. And now Chris Spear wants to call a timeout with 33 seconds to play. Timeout, Dana, 33 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. The Vikings 86, the Broncos 83.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime of a men's ball game tonight. Concordia is leading Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 36-23. The Nebraska women's basketball team has beaten Iowa State tonight for the second time this season. The Huskers winning by a score of 60-50. The Nebraska men losing to Kansas State tonight, 91-87. Again, keeping our eyes on the action in Orange City tonight. The conference leaders, Dakota Wesleyan, trailing Northwestern in men's college play, 59-48. Hastings started the night just a game behind Dakota Wesleyan with a chance to play the Tigers maybe for the conference championship on Saturday. But so far, Hastings is losing their ball game here tonight to Dana. The score is 86-83. They've got under a minute to play in the ball game as Dana called the timeout. In fact, 33.3 seconds remaining in the contest, or at least in regulation, and Dana will play things in off of the near side. They're in an offensive zone. Danny Peterson will play things in for the 8-18 Dana College Vikings, trying to upset the 17th-ranked team of the nation here tonight. Peterson will get things in. Ulterbrunns has got it now. Ulterbrunns to Arkfeld, who's got 19 points for Dana. Entry pass, high post. Ulterbrunns has got it. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Picked up by Slough. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Arkfeld throws up a shot, and it goes down a bounce, and Hastings will have the ball. A shot clock violation. That did not draw iron. Arkfeld forces it up there against a couple of defenders, and now the Broncos will have the ball with 19 seconds to play. They are down by 3 points, 86-83. Jeremiah Slough comes into the forecourt. Slough down the near sideline. No timeout. Slough has still got it. On a low block down in the corner. A shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good by Marvin. Rebound Fletcher. The ball is going to be stripped away. Picked up by Arkfeld. 5 seconds to go, and a timeout is called. Nope, a foul is called. Marvin throws up the three-pointer from the right corner. That would not go. And we got a foul in the rebound with 5.7 seconds remaining. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. The foul goes on Kyler Dossett for Hastings. That's going to be his second. And A.J. Arkfeld will go to the free throw line. He is a 86% foul shooter, number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He is 2 for 2 tonight. Shot is up there good. A.J. Arkfeld hits a free throw with 5.7 seconds to play. That makes it 87-83 in favor of Dana. Arkfeld will have one more. A.J. toes the mark here. Dips the knees. Shot is up there. That one is going to be good. Hits a couple of free throws. 88-83. Hastings will throw a baseball pass down to four as a Slough gets to the Marvin. Now to Wade Bontz. His shot for three is up there. It's no good. Rebound loose. Dana picks it up, and the Vikings have upset the Broncos. Dana College upsets Hastings College tonight in men's college basketball. The Broncos fought back from a 21-point deficit. Headed down to 3 points with 55 seconds to play. Dana hits a couple of free throws at the end from A.J. Arkfeld. And the final margin of victory, 5 points tonight for the Vikings. Dana upsets 17th-ranked Hastings in men's college basketball tonight. The final score, Dana 88, Hastings 83. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Blair tonight. Men's college basketball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings, the 17th ranked team in the country, being upset tonight by a team that is 8-18 on the season coming in here. Dana wins their fifth conference game. They're now 5-12 in the conference. They'll go to 9-18 overall. Dana beats Hastings by the score of 88-83. The Vikings got out of the gates early here tonight. Hastings had a 6-2 advantage early in the ball game, but then went absolutely ice cold from the field, and Dana rattled off 25 consecutive points to go out on top by a score of 27-6. Broncos trailed at halftime 47-29, but then chipped away at the lead in the second half, played much better, and Hastings eventually got the lead down to 3 points at 86-83 with 55 seconds to play on a three-pointer by Derek Fletcher. But then A.J. Arkfeld hitting a couple of free throws with 5.7 seconds remaining for the final margin of victory, 88-83. Hastings had a three-point field goal attempt in there from Jake Marvin from the corner. That would not go. And then Arkfeld was fouled in a rebound, and he hit the two free throws for the final margin of victory, 88-83, as Dana upsets Hastings College here tonight. Again, keeping our eyes on the action with our conference leaders on the men's side of things, Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers are starting to make a comeback now in Northwestern. They've got 10 minutes to play in that ball game. Northwestern is leading Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 61-57. What we need there is a Northwestern victory tonight. We'll be right back in the same boat heading into the showdown with the Tigers on the Saturday up in Mitchell. But Northwestern has got a lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 61-57. They've got 10 minutes to play in that ball game. Scoring in the ball game tonight, A.J. Arkfeld led the way for Dana. He had 3 points the last time these two teams played. Tonight, 21 in the ball game for Arkfeld, 14 points for Tristan Washington, 13 points for Taylor Ulterbruns, 12 points for Alex McClary. The other scores for Dana, P.J. Mallett had 9 points. Blake Maskey had 1. Jake Brandle had 4 points. Danny Peterson had 7. And Chris Walker, 7 points for Dana. The Vikings ended up shooting 20 out of 25 from the free throw line here tonight. The Broncos got to the stripe only 6 times. They were 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. They were led by Wade Vance, who had 18 points in the ball game, with 15 of those coming in the second half. Derek Fletcher had 17 points. Dane Bacon came off of the bench to score 12 for Hastings. Also scoring 17 points in the ball game was Jeremiah Slough. He had 10 in the second half. The other scores for Hastings, Tyler Dossett had 4, Brent McNerland had 2, Blake Wright had 2, Jake Marvin had 9, and Jason States had 2 points. So the 7-game winning streak for Hastings is over. The Broncos lose for just the third time in their last 22 games tonight. Hastings will drop to 22 wins and 6 losses on the season. They're now 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dana improves to 9-18 overall. They're now 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score tonight, Dana 88, Hastings 83. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
Again, the Dana College Vikings upset Hastings College here tonight in men's college basketball, 88-83. Dana led at halftime, 47-29, but then Hastings outscores the Vikings in the second half, 54-41. It was not enough as the Vikings knock off Hastings tonight, 88-83. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Jeremiah Slough, 17 points in the ball game for the Broncos. He had 4 rebounds. Derek Fletcher, 17 points and 10 rebounds for Hastings. Wade Vance led the way with 18 points and 3 rebounds. Tyler Dossett had 4 points and 10 rebounds for Hastings. Jake Marvin had 9 points and 2 rebounds for the Broncos. Also coming in, Dane Bacon off of the bench to score 12 points for Hastings. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
News, sports, weather, ag, and business news, classifieds. It's all in the Hastings Tribune. Check out the Tribune's website, hastingstribune.com. Get the latest sports scores and reports on Hastings College and local and area high schools. Click on photos to view and order your favorite Tribune news and sports photos, and get the latest breaking news headlines delivered right to your inbox by clicking on email alerts. For more details and to subscribe to the Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com or call the Hastings Tribune at 402-462-2131.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings will be Derek Fletcher. He had a double-double in the contest tonight against Dana. 7 out of 15 from the field. Maybe a tough time from 3-point territory, 3 out of 11. He was 0 for 2 from the free throw line, but pulled down 10 rebounds in the contest tonight. 6 on the offensive end, 4 on defense. So 10 rebounds and 17 points. Had 5 assists and a couple of steals in 33 minutes of playing time. Derek Fletcher will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings College was upset by Dana College here tonight in Blair. Final score of 88-83. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back at Blair tonight, it was Dana knocking off Hastings College by the score of 88-83. Gets an update from Orange City. 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Northwestern is leading Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 68-65. We'll keep our eyes on that as we progress through the postgame show, but Northwestern has got a three-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan, 68-65, about 7 minutes to play in that ball game. As Bronco head coach Lance Creech will join us courtside. And, Coach, obviously the big run in the first half, the 25-0 run by Dana, was just too much to overcome. Just your basic feelings on the basketball game tonight.
Well, I knew I had no idea it was 25-0. I knew it was big. But the thing that, you know, we had burned a couple timeouts early, and I just didn't know how many more we could burn in that first half. And, you know, hindsight's always 20-20, and it would seem very apparent that maybe I should have called one or two more. But I knew if we were going to make any kind of a push, we were going to need timeouts in the second half to rest our top five or six players, first of all, and then just situational things, you know, because to set up pressure, to get through a situation, whatever it may be. So, you know, I don't know. When you're not shooting the ball well or the ball doesn't go in the hole, there's a lot of explanations, you know, or there's a lot of ideas, just very few explanations. And we had the right people shooting the right shots. It just didn't fall. And sometimes, you know, we've been fortunate enough to dodge a few bullets when we weren't shooting the ball well. Tonight was just not one of those nights.
We give up 47 points in the first half. We check back. That's the most points you have given up in the first half all season long. But that was a simple fact that Dana was just knocking down the three-pointers from everywhere.
Yeah.
They got the penetration that we talked about in the pregame show tonight as well.
Yeah, we did not do a very good job of what we say self-scouting, to where, you know, we tell our guys don't get beat the same way twice, where we got beat over and over and over again. And I think, you know, getting Jake Marvin in early foul trouble hurt us. We didn't have an opportunity to get anything going to the interior. We were very selfish is maybe a strong word, but we just didn't execute our game plan, and it wasn't a matter of what they did. We play a 2-3 zone, so we see a zone every day in practice. We just did not execute against it. You know, we shoot even close to our normal from the three-point line in the first half, and we're probably talking about a whole different ball game right now. We're probably happier than a lark, but that's not the way it worked, and that's why you play the game. And the first thing I told the team after the game is, you know, we were fortunate to a little degree that we had an opportunity to get back in it, but in the same token, a team doesn't have to be better than you for 30 games. They've only got to be better than you for 40 minutes, and Dana was a better team tonight.
You talked about getting Jake more involved in the offense, getting some touches inside tonight during the pregame show. We did not get that done tonight. What was Dana doing to take that away?
Well, they really sagged. You know, and the more threes that we missed, they just kind of kept sagging and sagging and sagging. And to their credit, you know, it's not that we couldn't. I think it was a little more that we wouldn't. You know, I don't think our guards had very good eyes to the interior. And those are things that are very hard to make adjustments on. We weren't reacting with our ball fakes. I just don't think, you know, fundamentally we were very sound. They only have us for 12 turnovers, but it seemed like more than that. It seemed like, you know, a lot of deflections, a lot of tip balls, you know, a lot of scenarios that normally we don't have or we haven't had or been good enough shooting team to get through it. And tonight, again, Mike just wasn't one of those nights.
You guys fell behind by 21 in the first half, but then battled back in the second half and actually had a chance, had it down to 3 points there with under a minute to play. The big turnaround in the second half, talk about that.
Well, all we talked about at halftime, you know, I mean, it was very calm halftime. I mean, there's no sense, I mean, jumping their tail at that time. Everybody knew what the heck was wrong, and we – the guys wanted to talk about what can we do offensively, and I said, boys, we give up 47 points. Let's talk about the other end of the court right now. And you know, what we had emphasized and what we had preached at the 2 days prior to Dana and getting ourselves ready for this one was simply keeping the ball out of the paint. We did not do a very good job as a staff of executing our game plan. We didn't practice well enough, and obviously we didn't execute well enough. And I think Kyler Dawson hit it right on the head at halftime when he said, we just came in here expecting to win because it was Dan and not expecting to win because we were playing well and we were Hastings College. So it was, you know, it was just a very frustrating scenario from the onset. The way we shot at the first couple of possessions, I thought it was going to be a pretty good night for us, but it just didn't turn out to be that way.
Coach, you had it with 86-83 when Derek hit the three-pointer from the corner, and then they missed a three-pointer down here, and you had a possession there with about 18 seconds to play, and Jake took the shot from the corner. Was that something that you wanted to do there, or just letting the guys go out to the play, or is that set up that way?
Well, what we had wanted to do is what we, you know, call a tiger look. It's just a shallow cut, reverse the ball, and flare whoever's coming from the top, which would have been either Wade or Fletch at that time. And I thought, you know, that was the right play. It kind of broke down. I got some penetration in the middle. Jake had hit a three, and it's not a terrible shot for him. It's not exactly what we had talked about at our timeout. It just wasn't a great look. Or it was a good look, just didn't go down, you know, and it goes down and maybe we can rally in an overtime scenario because I think momentum was a little bit on our side at that point. But, you know, again, when you rely on that shot from 20 foot plus, it can be a long night at times.
A.J. Arkfeld then was fouled on the rebound, and he hits the last couple of free throws to make it 88-83, the final score. So Hastings upset here tonight. Now we got to pick up the pieces and get ready for a very tough Dakota Wesleyan team. At last check, they were losing to Northwestern tonight, 68-65. So the Red Raiders could be doing us a favor here tonight if they can hang on. But nevertheless, we've got a tough one on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if Northwestern could do that, I'd probably send them a thank you card. There's no question. But, you know, we've got to worry about Hastings College right now. I mean, our guys are down in the dumps, and as they should be. We did not perform the way that we're capable of performing. And anytime you're talking about a conference championship or a national tournament opportunity, you got to expect a little bit more out of a group of older guys, and we didn't provide that. But, again, they weren't prepared, and that's my fault.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings again. It was an upset tonight for Dana as they beat Hastings by the score of 88-83. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
All right, an update from Orion City. We've got 4 minutes to play now in that ballgame. It is Northwestern leading Dakota Wesleyan 73-71. Northwestern 73 and Dakota Wesleyan 71. 4 minutes to play in the ballgame from Orion City. So we'll have to leave you hanging there. Hastings College losing this one to Dana tonight by a score of 88-83. The Broncos battle back from a 21-point first-half deficit, added down to 3 points with 55 seconds to play. But Dana hitting a couple of free throws and holding off the Broncos late in the ball game, and Dana gets out of here with a win, 88-83, over Hastings College here tonight. So the Broncos now 22-6 on the season. They're 13-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their 7-game winning streak is over. Dana improves to 9-18 on the season. They are now 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and for the Vikings, that was only their 10th win over Hastings in the last 82 games in the series. Dana now trails the series against Hastings 72-10. So So the Vikings upset the Broncos here tonight. Final score of 88-83. That'll wrap things up from the Gardner Hawks Center here in Blair tonight. Again, the final is Danny 88, Hastings 83. For my producer and engineer, Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Blair.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.